You pray with me. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Maybe see it. So it's an exciting time in the life of St. John's Parish Church, and I've been rather excited this morning teaching a Sunday school class and just knowing all of the amazing things that have that are going on in the life of our parish right now, and I got a little bit of nervous energy built up. So I'm gonna try to do something today. Tell you about one of my favorite practices in Bible study, but you might have to hold on tight to the ride, okay? So anyway, one of my favorite practices in Bible study is it's to connect Scripture with Scripture. There is no better commentary on the Word of God than the Word of God itself. And this morning on World Missions Sunday, we're going to see, if we can hold on tight enough, yet again, that Scripture is one continuous story from beginning to end, Genesis to Revelation, and that Jesus, the Savior, is the ultimate fulfillment of the entirety of the story of Scripture. Amen. And sometimes we never know the impact or how much of an impact that we may have on the life of another. Even small things that, you know, stick with someone for years. Perhaps for you, that has been a teacher, a coach, a parent, a grandparent, a friend, or even a stranger that has in some way had some sort of an impact, a positive impact on your life in a great spiritual way. For me, I can look at a few people in my life, but one in particular I've talked to you about before, actually, is my great-grandmother, Lucille. I've talked to you about in sermons before, and I've even read some of her reflections on Scripture before. She was a quiet, faithful, biblically obedient presence in my life before I knew that that was needed. And her example lives on with me even now, 30 years after she has gone on to be with the Lord. Well, recently, I hesitate to tell a story. Recently, I learned that while we were in Peru in early January, that that I have been a bit of an influence on some people down there, beyond anything that I ever could have imagined. So our friend and new deacon in Peru, Gloria, she part of the ministry that she has been called to is to go to these remote villages far away from the city of Lima. She has to take many, many hours of bus rides to get from Lima to these small villages, very, very far away. And this ministry that she has been called to is focusing on helping women and children in a spiritual way who are suffering through a variety of circumstances and situations. Well, while she's on that bus, she watches the St. John's Parish Church morning prayer live stream. The videos that we do Monday through Friday of morning prayer. Now, Gloria does not speak a word of English, but she listens to what I say in English every day, and she watches every day. One of those days on that long bus ride, a fellow bus rider came up to her and said, and of course in Spanish, why do you watch him? You can't understand a word that he's saying. And Gloria very, very quickly replied back. She said, you know, I don't understand the words, but I know exactly what he's saying. Amen. He's talking about the good news of Jesus. And that conversation quickly turned into other Peruvians on the bus from Lima to the small villages throughout the countryside watching with Gloria those morning prayer videos. And none of them speak a word of English. We may never know, even the small things that we do, how they have such an impact on people for years to come. One simple step of faithfulness can have a serious impact on the life of another. In Scripture, this is what I like to do, connect Scripture with Scripture. In Genesis, there are 11 generations between Noah and Abram. Noah and Abraham. 11 generations between the two. And during that time, during those 11 generations, we hear about the story of the Tower of Babel. The story of the Tower of Babel takes place where all of the people were scattered over the face of the earth and their languages were confused so they would not again attempt to build a tower to reach up to the heavens to become God themselves. And I got to tell you, as many times as I have read Genesis chapter 12 and the call of Abram in that, there's one small phrase that has really stood out to me in this last week that really never had before. Again, the Tower of Babel spread people all over the world, confused their languages. Many different nations were established because of the Tower of Babel. Well, we see God saying to Abram this morning, I will make of you a great nation. A singular great nation. This happens right after the Tower of Babel and people are spread over the face of the earth. God gives a promise to Abram that eventually everything is going to be brought back together through this faithfulness that God is calling Abram to. Many nations will become one singular great nation. So we could even say, friends, that the calling of Abram is the beginning of the redemption of Babel. Again, I'm going to connect Scripture with Scripture here. The complete reversal of Babel, though, takes place at the birth of the church, the day of Pentecost, when people gathered together, had the Holy Spirit come upon them, and they're speaking in tongues, and they heard in their own language. The complete reversal of Babel takes place the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost is also when the church's mission begins to be fulfilled. Scripture, friends, one continuous story from beginning to end. That is so interwoven that it takes a lifetime to see some of the intricate details of it. And the point for this morning is that it all begins with one simple step of faithfulness. One simple step of faithfulness. Abram was faithful and obedient to the Lord, and now billions of people throughout history have been impacted. And thus then, connecting Scripture even further now, that singular great nation is completely fulfilled in our reading from Revelation this morning. Revelation chapter 7, Jesus speaking words through the prophet John says, after this I looked and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. One single great nation brought together by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We may never know the full impact that we have on the life of another, or that our simple faithfulness may have on the life of another, or many others. Again, that's the message for this World Missions Sunday. When faithfulness to the Lord is truly primary in our lives, when we step out in obedience and live a life of dedication to the Lord, and not only impacts us and the people around us, but others we may not even know. Now, back in November, we sent a mission team to northern Uganda. Nathan, I didn't run this by you, but I'm going to use your example because you wrote it and it's published now, so it's public. Nathan was on that trip. Nathan, Bill, and Lori were on that trip together, and you can read about that. It's available for you. Their full recap of their time in northern Uganda. But while they were visiting the Ugandan Vocational Training Institute one of the days, Nathan was asked to read from his Bible in front of the whole group. And then little did he know when he agreed to read the passage of Scripture from Revelation 13 that he was also going to be asked to preach about that on the spot. Nathan says, oh my, they had to pick Revelation too, didn't they? But Nathan, you may never know the impact of the words that they had, the words that the Lord gave you that day through the Spirit on the people that heard. You may never know the impact of those words, but they were indeed said in the Spirit, and there could be lifelong impact of those words, just like I'm sure that Nathan, Bill, and Lori, as they were there listening to the testimonies from some of the people there that day, they have been greatly affected by the words and testimonies and stories that they heard. So friends, I say all this to relay to you the importance that participating in world missions is as important as the air we breathe. It was a multiple time commandment from our Lord Jesus Christ as well. Now, you may or may not be aware that globally, the Anglican Church is the third largest Christian denomination in the world. I don't know if you knew that or not. With some 80 million believers around the world are Anglicans. We have our mission partners in Peru. The number of Anglicans in Peru is actually quite small compared to their population. There are only around 35,000 or so Anglicans in the entire nation of Peru. Though small, the Anglican diocese there, the Anglican Church in Peru, has made an incredible impact, especially within the impoverished and those who have very low or no income. And through their faithfulness and their calling to the poorest of the population, the Lord is working in mighty ways. And as you know, St. John's Parish Church supports prayerfully, financially, relationally with the Diocese of Peru to assist them and to participate with them in the important missions that they have. We work together. We don't do the work for them. They're more than capable. We work together to accomplish the Lord's will in the building up of His kingdom. There are about 35,000 Anglicans in the nation of Peru. It's growing, though. Now, our denomination, the Anglican Church in North America, now, granted, we are not the only Anglican expression in North America, but we are one, and our denomination has about 150,000 members in the United States and Canada. So, along with those Anglican believers in Peru, that's less than 200,000 members in the United States, Canada, and Peru. So where do the rest of those 80 million come from? Mostly Africa. Most Anglican Christians are on the continent of Africa. The continent of Africa has been the center of global Anglicanism for quite a long time now. And Uganda, in particular, where we have mission partners, there are 11 million Anglicans in Uganda alone. 200,000 in the United States, Canada, and Peru. 11 million in Uganda alone. I think the time has come for these mission partnerships to be not only for us going there, but our brothers and sisters in Uganda coming here. When we talk about gospel-centered impact on the lives of others, Uganda is a great example. It's a great example of inspiration, hope, and honestly, a model for listening to the Lord and being obedient to His holy word. Uganda has gone through incredible difficulties in the history of the Christianity there. Extreme persecution, martyrdom, radical Islam coming in. There have been extreme examples of persecution for Ugandan Christians. But they serve as an inspiration, hope, and a model for listening to the Lord and being obedient to His holy word. And we know that life in places like Uganda and Peru certainly has many differences from us here in the United States. The bottom line is that all of us are sinners and fallen short of the glory of God and are in need of a Savior. We are in need of Jesus Christ to give us that free gift of His grace, His mercy, and His salvation. And though we may be different from our Anglican brothers and sisters in other parts of the world, we know that we serve the same Lord, proclaim the same good news of salvation through Jesus Christ alone. Friends, Abram was obedient to the Lord, to go until the Lord said, go no further. Because of Abram's faithfulness, billions of people around the world, throughout the history of the world, have come to know, to love, and to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. One singular great nation was the promise of God to Abram to bless all of the families of the earth. And that fulfillment we read about that happens in Revelation when the Lord, in all of His glory, in complete fulfillment of the great promise, brings together that great multitude, so great that no one could number. Bring together the families from the world, families from the earth, from Peru, the United States, and Uganda, that despite all of our sins, our wickedness, despite our sinful desires, our shame, our loss, and our regret, that through Jesus Christ and Him alone, all of us will be able to sit in the midst of the Lamb and gloriously have our tears wiped away by God. It all starts, friends, with that faithful obedience. We never know the impact that it has on the life of another. Take that faithful step to hear the loving words of Jesus Christ when He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given Me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded to you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Friends, beloved, all of us, the descendants of Abraham, both by birth and by adoption, will indeed one day be that one singular great nation dedicated to worshiping Him in all of His glory.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move a mountain. to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Oh, Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered.